Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Yes. So Max Sidorov is here. The story goes Karen Klein was the school bus monitor out of the States, and she was the one that was bullied last week, and then the video just went crazy viral. Listen.
Oh my God, you're so fat.
I know.
Karen, you're fat. You're so fat. You take up like the whole entire seat.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, your glasses are foggy from your freaking sweat, you
Dude, put the glasses back on. I can't stand looking at your face.
If you f***ing into our eyes, you're gonna turn into stone.
Could you imagine, like, how embarrassed the family of those kids are?
No. It's insane. And so Max saw this, I guess went on to a website and started to raise money for her. And the money he's raised is in an insane amount, like over $500,000.
All right. So Max Sidorov, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. I guess the first question that anyone would ask is, and I mean, obviously not in a bad way, but why?
First, when I just saw the video, I was not just shocked, I was appalled at what these kids are saying. I mean, these are middle school kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some stuff they're saying, first, I've never even heard anyone say to anyone before.
Right.
And I just felt so sorry for Karen, and because I have some experience with bullying myself.
I told my girlfriend this story on the way home the other day, what you did when you set up this website where people could donate, and she, like, bawled her eyes out in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Me just telling her what you did. So was the goal for this when you set up the money for Karen, because she makes, I guess, 15 grand a year being a bus monitor.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your goal when you thought, like, why did you think raising money? Like, why did you see this video and say, this woman needs money?
I felt that it would be awesome if she can go on a vacation.
On a vacation,
just
right.
Somewhere on a vacation, away from that.
And you didn't think that just by posting this online that it would have gone as viral as it has?
Oh, obviously, I had no idea what was coming.
Yeah.
And how the internet would just support it, jump on it, and pretty much just take it everywhere and anywhere with it.
Now, basically, what you've done is you've set her up for retirement.
Pretty much.
Very well, too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, very, very yeah. Well. Yeah. What has the, just on an emotional level for you, when, you know, you are now that person that people you will use as an example of what one person can do to help somebody else?
You know, one person can make a difference.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the message that's coming out of this as well, is that anyone who has an idea, anyone who has some kind of great mission in life can make it happen with just an idea and just to take action.
Yeah.
Everyone has that inside of them.
And your bullying, where are you from?
I'm from Ukraine originally.
You're from Ukraine. So talk about a little bit before we get Karen on the phone, what you went through when you were a kid.
I came over to Ukraine. I was in 95. I was 9. And, you know, I spoke differently. I talked differently. I dressed differently, so I was an easy target. I was always a small guy physically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people started picking on me, and, you know, it was never as bad as the video on Karen's.
Yeah.
But I know just how tormenting it can feel and how bad it is when
So when you watch that video of when she's sitting there just not saying anything, just taking the high road and being polite and wiping tears from her face, what went through your head, like, when you saw that?
You know, it just shows her character as a person, as a human being. She didn't get angry.
Yeah.
No, she didn't get down. She started talking to the kids. She actually tried to make it better.
You want to talk to Karen?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Have you seen the latest total on how much has been raised?
Last night, I think it was 635 or something like that.
It's at 644, 534 now.
Oh my goodness. It's still going.
Yeah.
It's still climbing.
People are still donating. And on the website, it says still 26 days left.
26
so,
days.
Yeah.
Karen's on line 5.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How you doing today?
I love Toronto.
Karen, where Max is here as well. Is there anything you'd like to say to Max?
What would I like to say to Max? Thank you. I don't know how. I don't know what to do. I mean, thank you.
This started out as a vacation fund, but really what's happened, Karen, is you will now, if you like, be able to retire comfortably and realistically be the type of grandmother that is able to provide for your grandchildren as well.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yes, I will. I would be. I don't know if I want to be retired yet. I really don't know.
Karen, are you surprised by the amount of support that this story has been getting and the amount of attention that it's been getting over the past few days?
I think it's so overwhelming. The people have been so fantastic. I mean, the letters. I feel so sorry for everybody that's been bullied. I mean, it's like, wow. You don't know until something like this happens. He has been bullied.
How do you feel about the kids on the bus now?
Well, they're not all like that. You know, just those few that are just like that.
Do you forgive them?
Yes, I will forgive them.
Have you watched the video?
Yes.
How does it make you feel when you see it?
I don't think I saw the whole thing because just watching part of it is not good. I know, I just don't understand why they would do that.
Okay, well, Karen, listen, thank you so much. You are amazing. Max, is there anything you'd like to say to Karen when she's going to get the check? Do you know? How does this all work?
Well, it says the campaign is over. They're going to just give her all the money straight to her account. It bypasses me completely just to get any rumors out there that have anything to do with this.
Yeah.
So she's going to
get I don't know. I couldn't hear her.
It's okay, Karen. It's okay. It's okay.
So far, the total is $644,000.
And we will end on that. Karen, you're beautiful. Thank you so much, honey. And Max, thank you very much for just being you, dude.
Thanks, guys. Fantastic. I mean, the support I've gotten is just overwhelming.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on Kiss 92.5.